This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. It may seem this governor is trying to separate church and state a bit more, but Tuesday told a different story. During public testimony in House Appropriations, Rob Tasman with Louisiana Council of Catholic Bishops objected to the governor's proposed cuts to parochial schools. Representative Jerome Richard questioned that.
What other funding does the state provide?
We have the scholarship program, required services, nutrition salary supplements, there's early childhood development, textbooks, textbook administration, and then there are scholarships for students with exceptionalities, as well as the Educational Excellence Trust Funds. It can roughly total around $79 million.
And so out of that, how much has been cut?
Roughly $6 million to scholarships, $7 million zeroing out of the nutrition salary supplements, and $8 million to required services. So 15-21.
In addition, Representative Mike Johnson's Pastor Protection Act was debated on the House floor.
It ensures that a religious leader cannot be forced by their government to conduct a wedding ceremony that violates his or her sincerely held religious belief.
Representative Moreno suggested the bill doesn't really solve any problems.
Already, a pastor or a priest, if he didn't want to marry a gay couple, he wouldn't be forced to.
The bill passed and now heads to the Senate. Asked about his intention with the cuts to parochial schools at a press conference Tuesday, the governor responded.
With respect to the voucher program, I think every year since its inception, it's been over-appropriated.
And his position on the Pastor Protection Act?
I think it's unnecessary. I don't think it accomplishes anything, but there's nothing in it that really causes me concern.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.